that were pretty adamant because there were two of them. But the way that we're doing it, if they have seven properties, and the first one, we're giving them literally 39 weeks worth of residential classification. Now, I can't imagine between the two of them they've taken 39 weeks worth of vacation. And I understand their arguments the other way, but that's kind of the what we're looking at from that standpoint. And not only that, we're giving them the largest property, which and often some of these are 10 bedrooms, 12 mm-hmm. bedrooms. So that's kind of our thinking on it. We understand that it may be appealed and that we may get an ultimate decision from the courts or someone, but mm-hmm. that's kind of the way we're looking at it.
But again, I just wanted to clarify the reason why I have all those LLCs.
And the fact is our name has come up in the BOE.
It has.
And the fact is that we have heard ourselves being referred to specifically in terms of the LLCs that we've created for each of those homes, and
right.
we just felt that at the podium we have the right as residents
Absolutely.
Here to state why we have LLCs. It's at the direction of our attorneys, it's at the direction of our accountants, and it's based on the fact that we need to keep things at an arm's length. We've been married for a very long time, and we've acquired a lot of assets.
And I literally put them in one envelope.
It was implied. It was implied that we were hiding.
Okay.
Understand.
Okay. So,
and I hope
I want
you have
that
also
for
heard,
the record to be clear.
Great. And I have. I hope you've also heard me saying it's smart.
I have
because
great.
You don't want
mm-hmm.
to have personal liability on these things. So
for 845 Lakeview, if we could, I'll move on, because I'm sure you guys don't want to sit here all day. 845 Lakeview. That is not a short-term rental. It has never been a short-term rental, and there's no reason it's going to be a short-term rental. Our maintenance manager lives in there, and he's lived in there. We've had two maintenance men. Him and his family moved in, and then when he decided he wanted to buy a house, the first one, he moved out, and now the second one's in there. So it is strictly residential.
Okay. Do you have any kind of lease with this person, or what do you have?
I do. I did not bring it with me because I didn't think it was something I had to propose. I mean, it's not even zoned in the short-term rental areas. There's no way I could even try to short-term rental it. It's been this way for years and years, and I'm sure her assessors have driven by, and they can tell that it's not a short-term rental.
Okay. Any comment from the assessor's office? I mean, do you know
anything? We wouldn't know what you're doing in the house unless you
Well, on a previous conversation, it says about the signs. We do put our signs out in the front. That was the meeting from yesterday. I'm sorry.
That's
getting
right.
the room all mixed up.
But Susan was there.
Yeah, you were there. You were there.
I'm in all the meetings.
Okay, so this was on, it doesn't matter what was on. But anyways, we have all our signs on the front because we have a 24/7 service.
Okay.
So if we get a phone call at 2 in the morning, 3 in the morning, we address it. We're very professional property managers.
Okay.
So there's no sign on that house because it's his residence.
Okay, and with respect to this then, then this property has never been in some sort of rental, VRBO, that kind of thing?
No.
Okay. Okay, based on the...
So can you send us a copy of the lease
statement.
To put in our files so we don't...
I sure can. Yeah,
sure.
Any question from the board?
Should we go through all these before we make a decision? Or all the...
Well, I think we're going to get to those. I think she's addressing this one first because it's not a...
There's a few that I need to address, but most of them are pretty slam dunk.
Okay.
Okay.
With what you're doing right now. Pardon?
Nothing similar to this.
No. One more that is. 1331 Jones Road, which is...
So this is a lease, a long-term lease on BOE 235.
Yeah.
Or, I mean, when I say long-term, I'm talking 30 days.
Right.
Or, okay.
He's been in there for over 5 years.
Okay, 1331, God willing, he'll still be there for a very long time. He's amazing. I'm talking about now the next one, which is very similar to what we just talked about, is 2023-258, and the property's 1331 Jones Road.
Okay.
And we have...
It says Eden Enterprises.
Right. I don't know why. It has been turned over to the 1331 Jones Road LLC. And I don't know if there's a backlog over there, but they were done the same time. But you could still use Eden Enterprises. It's not under Eden anymore. It's under 1331 Jones Rose. But I don't know if that's relevant for this situation.
Okay. and what's the situation with that property?
This one, I have two employees that live there. They're married. One is our maintenance tech. He's also our wood man. So all the carvings, when you drive down, you see all the carvings. He's made them. And our laundry manager lives there as well.
Okay. Was this previously in a rental program?
Never.
Okay.
Never, yes. Never. We bought it how many years ago?
I want to say we've owned it for 3 or 4 years. And then during COVID, our daughter lived
several
months.
Yeah.
Okay. And on both of these properties, you've received commercial notices. Is that what's happening?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So are either of these properties being appealed on valuation or discrimination or just valuation? Or, you know?
I'm going to keep the discrimination.
Do you want to address discrimination?
We will.
I don't know if you will, assuming we take the evidence that you've given us here and we don't have any evidence to the contrary, then they're probably going to be residential. But I'm just asking you from the discrimination, do you have an argument on discrimination? Was the discrimination just based on the commercial?
Discrimination is basically, let me just tell a story, and I just want this publicly stated.
Recorded.
We were at our personal home in Ridgedale. Rob was washing the car. I happened to walk outside, of course, being on the phone, and walked out, and we find a county car pull up. It's our personal residence, by the way. The county car pulls up. Two employees come out, and they have papers in their hand, and they just come into our property and start walking around. We're like, what are you doing? He says, we're inspecting your property. Who are you? We're with the county assessor's office. We didn't get a phone call to say you were going to be inspecting our property. And they said, we don't have to. I'm like, yes, you do. It's a residential property. You need to do that. So lo and behold, he goes, don't get mad at me. I'm just the messenger. I'm so sorry. And I said, well, you're not allowed to come on our property. What are you looking for? And then he goes, well, I don't know. And Rob said, are you looking at any other properties on Rocky Road? And he said, no.
At which point he produced a document and he said, I'm looking at these properties. And he showed it to me. Every single property on that sheet was owned by Valerie and me.
Okay.
So, hence, discrimination, I do feel that we're targeted. I feel that we have a target on our back, and I feel discriminated that he comes down our private street that we're on, is not looking at any other resident, but is looking at our home and every other home that we own in that town.
So okay. We asked him, are you doing this all today? And he goes, yes. Okay. Are you seeing any others on this street and this street and this street? Nope. Just these.
Okay.
So I bring this up. Is it going to affect the value? Is it going to affect anything? Probably not. But I just want it on court record. We're being targeted, and I don't appreciate it.
Okay. Is there anything more on that issue?
No.
Okay. And obviously, just like courtroom, we want to hear from the assessor as well.
Of course.
Yes.
Okay. To have it on the record. The statute says the assessor can enter your property at any time. You can't ask for an appointment unless you want me to come inside to see something that's really wrong. I can come anytime. If you don't let me on the property, I can call the sheriff, and they will escort my people on the property. We don't need any kind of appointment. We don't have to give any kind of notice. It's a state statute. Obviously, nobody wants me on their property because I'm the assessor.
Which statute is that?
Let's see if I brought it with me. I can look it up. I'll give it to you. I know the guys carry it with them.
Okay, let me see if I can short-circuit this a little bit. You feel you have the right to come on the property. You guys obviously feel targeted. So, I'm going to make a suggestion here. I'm just on the BOE. We're just a citizen board that makes decisions. But We've kind of aired this out here. You think you have the right to. You're not sure. You're going to look at the statutes. Okay. So from that standpoint, is that the answer? That's why you came out there to the property? I mean, is that?
Yeah, because when we were
okay, but what about the other? What about the next question, which is all of their properties at this point?
At that point, we had gone to STC with Mrs. Budd, and she wouldn't answer her questions, our questions, through our county attorney about what was being done at each residence. And so the only way that we could figure it out was to go back out and look at all of her properties again. And again, here we go, this number 258 where she's saying it's a long-term rental, and then the other one where she's renting. If she was upfront with me, we could work easily through this. But I'm getting different answers, and she wouldn't answer. She just doesn't want to deal with the assessor.
Well, as far as this, and I'm trying to help here a little bit. Okay, my thought process is our board is fairly limited on what we can do. We can make some decisions here. I would like to see the relationship between your, because you do own a lot of properties, with you and the assessor's office improve. And I apologize for any impression that you were doing something wrong, if any of us have made any comments to that extent. Okay, from our standpoint, I don't know what the statute requires as far as visitation or on the properties, and I don't know the statute that we're talking about there either. But suffice it to say, it would appear that there's been some distrust here, and I think that if things like leases were provided, things like that, I don't think you probably would have these issues on these other ones. I think that going forward, I'm hoping that I know there are questions on there that you don't think you have to answer, and I can't advise you legally on that.
May I address that?
Go ahead.
I had representation there.
Right.
And we were only addressing two properties, which are not part of all the properties that she went to.
Okay.
So I'm kind of confused as to her comment, because there were two properties that are short-term rental,
okay,
and we did release that. So okay, I don't understand. We weren't even talking about residential properties okay at the state level.
And David, yes, if sir, I may, I do have just one comment with regard to the alleged statute that they may go onto our property.
I mean, they certainly can't come in your house.
Right.
But
I get that. But here's the issue. It was warm weather. Thank goodness my grandchildren were not there, because I take issue with Taney County Assessor's Office telling us that two middle-aged men can walk down my driveway, down the side of my house, when I might have my grandchildren swimming in the backyard. My grandkids are under 10. If you have two middle-aged men walk down the side of your house unannounced, no way. Not appropriate.
I would think that probably any county officer that decides to go on a property would be well to announce themselves beforehand.
And they do. They go to the door first. But as he said, he was outside. So they said they were there, and then they went to do their job. That's all they can do.
At 1331, they
But I approached
the
them. They were on their way down the side of my house. I approached them. They did not approach me.
And I don't want to cut you off. You guys tell me anything you want.
And I realize you can't do anything.
I realize that.
We just want that
for public record. I want this recorded for public record, because there's just a lot of misperception and miscommunication around the things that are happening.
It appears that way.
Okay. So 1331 is our – Deb lives there, who's our laundry manager, and DG lives there, who is our woodmaster and our
And they are married also.
And which okay property are you saying is
1331 Jones Road.
Unless the assessor has any information that these have been put in a nightly rental program, I mean, I'm inclined to grant the request based on the information they provided to classify those as residential.
Yeah. What does the assessor usually do in situations like this?
What does the assessor usually do in situations like this if it wasn't came in your office?
Beforehand, they would have just called me and said, these are not nightly rentals. Here's a copy of the lease. We just attach it to the file, and we're done with it. We just change it back to residential. That's not a big deal.
Okay.
Okay, so.
Right. Yeah. Well, we know that going forward.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. All right, as to, and I'm assuming on both 258 and, I've messed up my numbers here.
235 and
235. 258. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. 235 and 258. Is both of them received commercial notices, and so is there any valuation argument or is there any discrimination argument other than what we've already discussed?
No.
If we reclassify those as
that's
okay.
That's correct.
All right, so you withdraw the discrimination and the valuation and we'll rule on the classification?
I don't want to withdraw the discrimination. I just want it out there. And I realize what you have to rule on. I understand that.
That's fine.
I just want it out there still. But in terms of valuation, that's fine that we can remove that. But then the classification would be great.
As to BOE 235, I would make the motion.